Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, your daily dose of detachment from all the unnecessary drama. You know that feeling when you're just going about your day, things are mostly chill, and then bam, someone sends a text that throws your whole vibe off? Or maybe it's a frustrating commute, an unexpected bill, or just the general chaos that seems to come with being human. Today, we're diving into something super powerful. Emotional intelligence and how it can actually help us live more like Stoics, unbothered by the everyday annoyances and truly focused on what matters. Ever notice how some people just seem to roll with the punches? They don't sweat the small stuff, they stay calm under pressure, and they navigate life's ups and downs with a sense of peace that most of us crave? Well, I'm here to tell you, it's not magic, it's emotional intelligence. And guess what? Stoicism has some serious wisdom to share about cultivating this superpower. So buckle up, because today we're going to unlock 5 key takeaways that will help you become a master of your emotions and live with more intentionality and grace. First things first. Awareness is key. Stoics believed in understanding our emotions, not suppressing them, but acknowledging them for what they are. Think about it like this. Feeling angry is perfectly normal, but letting that anger control your actions? Not so much. Emotional intelligence is all about recognizing those feelings without letting them hijack you. It's about pausing, taking a breath, and choosing how to respond instead of reacting impulsively. Number 2. Control your thoughts. Ever have one of those days where you get stuck in a negative thought spiral? You know the drill. Everything seems awful, nothing's going right, and you just can't seem to shake that gloomy feeling? Well, Stoics believed we could control our thoughts. They weren't saying we should be happy all the time, because let's be real, life happens. But they emphasized focusing on what we can control, our own minds. When those negative thoughts creep in, challenge them. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Or, is it helpful to dwell on this right now? Next up, focus on what you can influence. Remember that frustrating situation I mentioned earlier? The one where someone sends a text that throws your whole day off? Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can control, our own reactions. You can't control what other people do or say, but you can choose how you respond to it. Number 4. Cultivate gratitude. This one is super powerful. Stoics believed in appreciating the good things in our lives, big and small. Taking a moment to be grateful for your health, your loved ones, or even just a beautiful sunset can shift your entire perspective. When you focus on the positive, it's easier to navigate the tough stuff. And finally, practice virtue. Stoics lived by principles of wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance. Think about how these virtues could guide your actions every day. Making ethical choices, treating others with fairness, facing challenges with bravery, and maintaining self-control. These are all ways to embody Stoic values and live a more fulfilling life. Okay, so let's put this into practice. Imagine you're stuck in traffic, late for an important meeting. Your mind is racing, you're stressed, frustrated, and maybe even starting to panic. Now, remember those 5 key takeaways. Take a deep breath, acknowledge your feelings, that frustration is totally valid, but don't let it control you. Focus on what you can influence. You're driving, stay safe. Your mindset, try listening to some calming music. And your preparation for the meeting. Maybe jot down some quick notes in your head. Cultivate gratitude for things like a smooth ride so far or the opportunity to arrive prepared. And practice virtue by being patient with other drivers and focusing on arriving calmly and collected. See? It's not about ignoring your emotions, it's about mastering them. Stoicism isn't some rigid philosophy. It's a toolkit for navigating life with more awareness, resilience, and peace. You got this. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Be aware of your emotions, control your thoughts, focus on what you can influence, cultivate gratitude, and practice virtue. By incorporating these principles into your daily life, you'll find yourself becoming less reactive to the ups and downs of life and more in control of your own emotional well-being. Keep practicing, keep growing, and never stop striving for that inner peace. Until next time, remember to detach and stay unbothered. And if you found this helpful, share it with a friend who needs a little Stoic wisdom in their life. See you tomorrow for another dose of detachment.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.